The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُو هُو بِلِيهِ اِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
I'd like to mention a few of the fada'il manaqib so that we can remind ourselves of how lucky we are to be followers of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what happens is, if you look at the words of our leadership, Imam Khamenei, he says this, that the West discovered a very long time ago that if they were to stop the spread of Islam, they would have to distort and defame our Prophet. They would have to distort his character. They would have to defame our Prophet. They realized that if the people of the world knew our Prophet to the extent that we do, even less, he says, it is guaranteed that people would become Muslims. There are many people who, if they simply knew the Prophet as we do, or even less, they would be guaranteed that these people would embrace the faith. So the West, in order to stop that, they, from the time early on, they've been distorting his image, coming up with names, cartoons, anything that they can do to damage his personality. It's our responsibility, of course, to do the opposite, to make sure that we introduce the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he is, first of all to our own children, to the next generation of Muslims, but then after that also to the world, this wonderful, incredible personality. And when we introduce, whether it's Islam or our book or our Prophet, brothers and sisters, we are not Muslim apologists. We introduce Islam as is, which means to openly say that we follow the best religion. We have the best book, and of course the best Prophet. As the ayat of Quran is this, Surah 3, verse number 110. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best nation that has ever been brought forth to the people. تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You engage or enjoin what's right to the people. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You forbid what's wrong. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not that all religions are the same, and definitely not the case that all prophets are the same. No matter what you and I have heard about other anbiya, and alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the tawfiq, sometimes we get a chance to talk about the miracles of these prophets, these personalities, these wonderful personalities. When it comes to us introducing Islam, we don't say that other prophets were equal to our prophet. No, not at all. Our prophet was vastly superior. To the extent that once one of the Yahud came to our prophet and he asked him, he was staring at the prophet, and the prophet said, can I help you? Is there an issue? The man told the prophet, he said, are you better or Musa? And he started recounting the miracles of Musa. That Musa, Allah gave him the Torah. Allah split the sea for him. Allah gave him the staff. The prophet looked at him and he told him these words, Ya Yahudi, O Jew, Inna Musa, if Musa himself, Lau Adrakani, if he came to my time, Thumma Lam Yu'min Bi Wa Bi Nubuwati, but he didn't believe in me, and in my Nubuwa, Ma Nafa'ahu Imanuhu Shay'a, his Iman would be worthless, Wa La Nafa'athu Nubuwa, even his prophethood would have no benefit. He continued. He says, Ya Yahudi, wa min dhurriyati al-Mahdi. One of my children is the Mahdi. He says, Idha kharaja, when he comes out, inshallah we will live to witness this, Nazala Isa ibn Maryam. Isa will come down from the heavens, linusrate. He will come to assist him. Faqaddamahu Isa, Nabi Isa, the Spirit of Allah, will tell the Mahdi to step forward. Wasalla khalfa. He will pray behind the Mahdi. So for us, you and I, we've heard wonderful things about the Anbiya, and we can't even imagine their spiritual status. But our Prophet was something else. Even when it comes to the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. And alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the tawfiq to talk about their miracles. Again, we know nothing about who they really were, these individuals. But alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the tawfiq to talk about them a little bit. But even whatever we've heard, even about someone as important as Ali ibn Abi Talib, this also happened, that one of the Jews, he came to Amir al-Mu'mineen, he asked him a question, it was a brief interaction, and he was blown away by the knowledge of Ali ibn Abi Talib. To the extent that he asked him, he said, "Are you a Nabi? Are you a prophet?" And Amir al-Mu'mineen told him this, he says, "Innama ana abdun min abidi Muhammad. Me Ali. I am no one but a slave out of the slaves of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Even now, there is no, even if we were to spend a whole session talking about our Prophet, we would not be able to recount his fada'il, his manaqib. We would only get a chance to talk about a few. I've chosen to talk about some of the verses of the Quran. What does God say about our Prophet? This first one is Surah 21, and it's verse number 107. He says this about our Prophet: "وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ." And we did not send you but as a mercy to the worlds. As a mercy to, what does that even mean? Inshallah, let's look at the next verse. The next verse is Surah 9 and verse number 128, where God says this, describing our Prophet: "Azizun alayhi ma anittum." For our Prophet, when you undergo difficulty, you and I, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the tawfiq to talk a little bit about revolutionary patience and the idea of how to take these lofty principles of the Ahlul Bayt and apply them to our lives. But our Prophet is like this. We should know this. We have emotional support. When we go through difficulty, ayat of Quran, "Azizun alayhi ma anittum." You go through difficulty, it troubles the Prophet. This verse, though, is really magnificent. It says, "Azizun alayhi ma anittum harisun alaykum." When the leader was talking about this verse, he mentioned, looking at the Arabic of the verse, this verse is not specific to mu'mineen. Everyone who goes through difficulty on the face of the earth, Azizun alayhi ma anittum. The difficulties that people are experiencing, the Prophet suffers. He feels. Let alone believers. That's something else. Verse continues. Bil mu'minina raufun rahim. When it comes to the believers, the Prophet, that's completely something else. He's rauf. The names of God are being mentioned here. And rahim, merciful. So, what happens is our Prophet, we believe, cares. I want to mention a story about Imam Sadiq, who's the grandson of our Prophet. But just for us to get an idea, before I mention a story even about the sinners, those who are struggling, for you and I to know, what it, just a little bit, we don't understand what it means to be rahmatan lil alam. We don't understand. But let's listen a little bit and see. What happened was the sixth Imam was addressing some of the Shia. A man named Abu Harun tells this story. And the Shia are there, you're gathered, you're speaking to the Imam of the time, the Imam of that time. And he said, "What's the matter with you guys? You disrespect us. You treat us so terribly." And the people who were there, they're like, "Nastajiru billah, how? We'll never insult you." The man who said that, Abu Harun says, the person who spoke up and said that, "Astaghfirullah, we would never do that." The Prophet said, the Imam said, "You in particular, you are the one who insulted me." "How did I? What did I?" The Imam mentioned an incident to him. He says that we were traveling. This was the time when they were performing Hajj. And he came to a place called Juhfa. And he said there was a mu'min standing on the side of the road. You're riding on your steed.
your horse, your camel.
And that mu'min said, would you mind taking me and let me go with you just a little bit up the road? The Imam said, you didn't even lift your head. You just kept on going. And he said the principle. He says, وَمَنْ اسْتَخَفَّ بِمُؤْمِنٍ, whoever disrespects any mu'min, فِيْنَا اسْتَخَفَّ, they've mistreated us. For us, you and I, when we're dealing in our families, these are all mu'mineen. How do I treat my family members? In the center, alhamdulillah, we observe Islamic adab, but we're interacting with mu'mineen. The Imam is saying, every time you treat a mu'min or a mu'mina disrespectfully, that's disrespect to me. It hurts the Imam. Any difficulty that we're going through, it hurts our Prophet.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matin. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.